You are about to hear a life-changing message that was preached at the Kodesh Family Church Memphis by Reverend Kojo Orleans Lindsay. Now relax and be blessed as you hear this anointed word.
It gets sweeter and sweeter, day by day. Yes, it does.
Praise the Lord. Well, it's a blessing. And before the word of God comes, we have an anointed mother, an anointed, our anointed pastor. Amen. And sister, Episcopal sister, who is going to give us a very, very powerful song. Let us put our hands together and let's invite Sister Henrietta Ariel.
There shall come a time in your life Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Wow, fulfill your ministry. Amen. We are here. We are here. We are here. And the most important part of the day has come. Amen. By the grace of God. Hallelujah. I want us to receive the man of God, a prophet, our father. Amen. Let's stand to our feet and welcome Reverend Cujo Orleans Lindsay. Hallelujah. Rise to your feet. Every
Sunday. Amen. 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 Wow. Give the Lord a wave and sing.
Jesus, oh how I love His name so sweet. Oh how I love the name of Jesus. No other name means more to me.
How I love.
Oh how I love the name of Jesus.
How I love.
Oh how I love His name so sweet.
How I love.
Oh how I love the name of Jesus.
No other name means more.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Wow, what a blessing. Can I have a monitoring laptop here? Please. I also want to be part of the service. So give me something I can also fellowship with everybody. I know you are, you know, Bishop has one over there. Can you give me a laptop like you did last week? It's a blessing. And every day, please, I would want one. So I can also enjoy fellowship. It can feel a little lonely in this virtual world of ours these days. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's a blessing. And I like to see everybody around and fellowshipping. It's an honor to be here. Anytime that God would ask you to do something, it's a privilege. And so I count it a privilege to be in the midst of sheep. The Lord says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And if I am called to be a representative of that shepherd, I like to be with the sheep. So, please put it there so I can feel. A real shepherd wants to be with the sheep. That's why I visit you. That's why I do virtual visitation. Oh, thank God for technology. Corona will fail in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So this morning, I want us to lift up our hands in prayer. Lift up your hands in surrender. You know, when you lift up your hands in prayer, what you are doing is, I don't know whether you've been a child before. Maybe you have not, but I have been a child before. And I've had a child before as well. When a child lifts up their hands and looks at mommy, he's saying, carry me. He's saying, comfort me. He's saying, mommy, I need you. That child is saying, I want to be helped. Anytime you lift up your hands, they are saying all these things to the father. The child says no word. Sometimes they don't even understand. But just that motion, the mother stands alert. Today, the Lord sees you that way. That is, if you are a child of God, if you are a true child at heart in humility, Bible says, suffer the little children to come to me, for this is the kind of such is the kingdom of God. Children are what the kingdom is made up of. If you are not a child at heart, you will never receive of the Lord. That's the truth. He said, don't let the children go away. Bring them. Rather, give them priority. Disciples said, push away people who are childish before God. Jesus says, bring people who are childish before God. Will you be a child today or will you be an adult? Can you be instructed? Can you ask God for help? Can you lift up your hands to Him? He's lifting up many people. Just like a baby is lifted up by the mother. May you be the next person who will be lifted up. Promotion cometh not from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. But it is God who does it. Father, thank you. Look at all the hands that are lifted up. We are saying, Abba, Father, carry us. We are saying, Mama, carry us. You are the mighty breasted one. You are both father and mother. That's why you are called El Shaddai. The mighty breasted one. Lift up your people today. The pulpit is to pull our people and lift them up from the pit. Pull out everybody from every hole that has been created by this virus, that has been created by life circumstances. As we lift up our hands, raise us to the next level. Let your word have free course. Holy Spirit, help us with your anointing in Jesus Christ's mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, now put those hands together for Jesus, because you've been lifted up in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And now you may be seated in the presence of the Lord. I want to again ask everyone, please turn on your video and let's fellowship. You know, the Bible says that in Romans chapter 1, verse 11, I long to see you. I also long to see you that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift so that in the end you will be established. There is something about seeing one another that does not happen when that is not there. You know, that's what Corona sought to take away. That scene, it brings impartation of the Spirit. So in every way you can make that possible in your house, make it happen. Let's be as close to what is supposed to be spiritually correct as we can. That means that don't just turn on, and then put you are there. You are in the behind the dark shield. No, do everything possible in this 1 hour or so that we have left. Turn your video on, dress in your best clothes if you can. You know, sometimes you don't worry, you don't, but you can dress, at least dress the top. Dress up to your waist.
It's okay.
Your pajamas must not be showing up, it should show down, but the top. And when you are dancing, be careful that we don't see. But sometimes it's nicer to dance with that, right?
Yes,
that combination is like a uniform. It's you put on your dancing clothes. It's a blessing. But try and dress up. Be your best for the Lord.
Amen.
Bible says the Lord is in his holy temple. You know, there was a time in, I think it was 1 Samuel chapter 30, that David was in trouble. He had gone to fight for the Lord. He had gone to fight against the Amalekites or a group like that. And then came back and all his family and everything they had been taken. You know? They had been ransacked. Everything was gone. David was so sad. They had captured everybody, including the wives and the children. People were even going to stone him. David was so sad. You know what David did? Bible says David went in his grieving. Bible says David encouraged himself in the Lord. And he put on his nicest clothes. And he even added on the priest's ephod. Yeah, he dressed up because he was going before the Lord. He went and he sought the face of the Lord. And David inquired. Bible says in 30 verse 8. And David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? Do you think I can do it? And the Lord answered him, pursue them, for thou shalt surely overtake them. And without fail, you will recover all. Somebody say, I am recovering everything that COVID has stolen.
I'm recovering everything.
Yeah. Some of you, your sanity, your job, your finances, your relationships, you are recovering all and more. Without fail, without fail, without fail,
without fail.
But you see, let me tell you what David did before. Bible says he put on the linen ephod. Before he went before the Lord in verse 8, he had put on, he dressed up. He dressed up. Yeah, he dressed up. David said to Abiathar, priest, I pray thee, bring me hither the ephod. And Abiathar brought hither the ephod, verse 7, and David put it on.
And then
he went and inquired before the Lord. So there's something about David understood,
The
man after God's own heart. He understood how to get into the presence of God and to touch God's heart, included dressing up. That's why Yonggi Cho, he wakes up every 3 o'clock to go and pray. He dresses up before he goes to pray. You know, when you dress up for an occasion. Do you know when Joseph was called to the King Pharaoh? Do you know that David went, the Bible says he dressed up and he shaved his beard. Because presentation is important.
Yeah.
So from now, I just want to announce to you that when you are coming into the presence of the Lord, come in a special way.
Yes, sir.
Come in style. Come in style. Come in style.
Hey.
You know, dress up. Don't dress down. And so if you are someone who dresses down, today is going to be the last one.
Amen.
Next
Amen.
Week, your dressing will be different. Clap for the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
You will dress like David. Amen. You will dress like Joseph. And God is telling you, pursue them.
Pursue.
You will overtake them.
Amen.
And without fail, you will recover some.
No.
You recover some of them.
No.
You recover most of them.
No.
You shall recover what?
No.
Everybody say, oh. Clap for the Lord Jesus for what he's doing. I see recovery coming in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Receive it.
I see recovery. You know, at my workplace for some time we had not worked. And then recently they called me to work. Look, the work that they had waiting, they were trying to call this. It wasn't working. And then they gave, I did all the work. And I realized that it was the Lord's recovery that was coming.
Amen.
Oh, your dressing will give you your recovery in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Your dressing will make his presence meaningful in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hey, by the way, I have some good news for you. Clap for the Lord. I said I have some good news for you. I said I have some good news for you. Are you ready to hear the good news? I won't tell you.
Oh,
I'll tell you after the service. Or should I tell you now and after the service? Okay, I'll tell you both.
Amen.
The good news is that next week we are having a bishop preaching right here. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
By the grace of God, next week is our prophet, our bishop himself is preaching at the service. Can you put your hands together and let's celebrate?
Hallelujah.
So next week is what we call Healing Jesus Global Service.
Wow.
And that is so next week we're going to have only one service. You know, before we came for this service, we went for our Facebook. For those who are shepherds, you know. We went for a Facebook global, I mean, service encounter with our prophet, with the bishop from the headquarters. You know, that one usually is from 7 o'clock Central Time, which is the same as 12 midday GMT. Because we're international, I know various people are watching. And we usually go there, and then when we finish the service, then we come. Today, he preached powerfully about visitation. He talks about some 5 visits that changed the course of man. Mm-hmm. One of them is God's visit to Adam and Eve in the garden, of Eden. You know, and Jesus' visit right here to our earth has changed everything. So a visitation makes a huge difference. Well, next week we're having a visit from our bishop. Clap for the Lord Jesus. We're having a visit from our bishop. And it's because of that, you know, when somebody is coming to actually honor you, it's an honor to have him. What you do is you adjust yourself.
Yes.
You adjust your schedule to make it possible. So we are going to adjust our schedule next week.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. So next week, instead of coming for service at 11 o'clock on Zoom, we are going to actually come for the service on Facebook Live.
Wow.
Hallelujah. We are going to give you what we call a watch party link. So look out, the same link for the Zoom. We will put it to not be a Zoom link. It will be a Facebook watch party link.
Wow.
We're going to
wow.
put it there. We're going to put it there the Saturday night and Sunday morning until you get it. But the good news is that we're having, instead of going for the service and coming for the, we're having one service.
Wow.
After that, you are blessed to just go and now deliberate on the service yourself and do some notes. Do this. So we start service instead of at 11. We're all going through the watch party, not Zoom, at 7 a.m. Central Time,
Woo!
Our local time. Clap for the Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Yeah, 7 a.m. Now, don't tell me because 7 a.m. you'll be asleep. Even if you wake up at 8, join it.
Yes.
Because we are not going to have
try.
The Zoom service is not going to happen. The week after, we will resume our Zoom. Right. Say, we will resume our Zoom.
We will resume our Zoom.
Uh-huh.
But next week is Zoomless.
Facebook.
Yes.
So
next week is every Facebook. Watch party, every Facebook, everybody on Facebook, okay? Every watching. And it's 7 o'clock. 7 is God's perfect timing.
Amen.
7
Amen.
Local time in Memphis or Central Time and 12 GMT midday. 12 GMT midday. I'm saying that because you know, that's going to be the only service. So if you miss that service, you won't have this. Because I'm also going for that service. And it's going to be a great blessing.
We will make the necessary adjustments.
Okay. So make the necessary. Tell somebody, make the necessary adjustment.
Make the necessary adjustment.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
All right. So tell somebody, sleep early and wake up early on Saturday. Tell somebody sitting by you, it's 7 a.m. local time. It's 12 midnight GMT. Next Sunday. One service. Okay. Beautiful. So it's a global healing Jesus service. And if you miss it, this service is not coming on 11. No, there's no 11 o'clock service. Our service, we are starting service for just that Sunday at 7. And it's Facebook, please. I need to emphasize it. So some people have said that, well, you know, this morning I tried to wake up some people to join and they were very grateful. They were very grateful. So please, we're going to help you because we know that Sundays you like to sleep. Especially now that we've moved the service to 11 o'clock. Many of you like to sleep. Make this Sunday, push your sleep to 11 o'clock. Okay, the service is at 11 o'clock, won't be there. So you wake up early, you join the service, and 11 o'clock, you just go back to sleep. Is that a good idea? Clap for the Lord. It's a good plan.
It's a great idea.
All right. So what we're going to do is that we are going to be calling each other, every calling at 7 a.m. local time or 12 midday GMT. And so that everybody can come. It's going to be a fantastic service.
Amen.
You will have a miracle in Jesus'
Amen.
Name. And for those of you who have not been in the encounter service live, that will be it. And then subsequently, if you want to join every Sunday at 7, you are also allowed. Mm. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, so to help you to know how to join, because some people say, oh, we don't have Facebook. Fine, connect to Facebook. Use even any name you want. Mm. Facebook is easy and no fees to join. So join Facebook. And so before the service ends, we are all going to just go into, we're going to set up the watch party so that you will test your ability to join.
Oh, wow.
So that you have only one attempt, only one opportunity next Sunday. And I don't want anybody, because of technology failure or I didn't see this coming, to lose that opportunity. So we're going to all try it. Please, all try it. So if you have a device, plan it. And so when we finish our service, before we actually say the grace, we are going to go on. There's a special, meal prepared. When you go into the service, you get another bishop preaching. Hallelujah. Apostle Joe will be preaching.
Wow.
So we will, through our watch party, go and see Apostle Joe's service. It's a beautiful service.
Wow.
And then that's the same channel we'll get through to our global service next Sunday. I hope you've understood it. I've taken my time to explain.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Anybody who has any problem, please text your shepherd and it shall be explained further in Jesus' name. I'll do so again at the end of the service. Clap for the Lord Jesus for this opportunity. Yeah. Now your clapping is a little anemic. It's a little anemic. What? If you have not eaten, Bible says, blessed are they who will eat bread
in the kingdom.
Amen. This is bread that is coming.
Amen.
Come on now.
Amen.
All right. Shall we pray? Father, we prayed. We pray again. Holy Spirit, help us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Now, we are in the season of going. Hallelujah. The
Amen.
Great Commission. Last week, we talked about the Great Commission according to Matthew. And the highlights of that Great Commission was Matthew chapter 28 from verse 18 to verse 20. Please, if you can bring it up, and then I'll just do a quick recap, and I will show you what today is supposed to bring by the grace of God. Matthew chapter 28. And the Bible says, and Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Keep going. And all power is given unto me. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Verse 20, please. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So we learned that the Great Commission, a commission is a mandate, is an authority instruction, is he given It's a commission. Look, you've been commissioned to conquer this land. You've been commissioned to finish, teach everybody. You've been commissioned to win 10 souls by the end of the month. You've been commissioned. It's a targeted something. Somebody. And any time that somebody gives you his last words, they're very important words. And Jesus Christ's last words were these. You see that? It was so important that for those who didn't hear, when he had resurrected, that was the only thing he told them and he left. The last thing he did on after his resurrection. It was so important, he had to wake up. And when he woke up, he didn't just go. He had to come and say it again. You know, sometimes when you say the thing when you are with people, they don't believe it. But when you come in a supernatural way, everybody's eyes are open.
Oh, yes.
Jesus Christ knew how men were. He has said it. They didn't believe it. Mm-hmm. To the point where when they came to try and even kill him, Peter said, oh, how? It will not happen. Meanwhile, he had been saying it, though, that he will die. He realized that the people, they don't believe it. Mm. So he said, I arise from the dead and I come and I show them, look at my palm and you see that it was truly I. And I tell them, they will, whatever I say, they will believe. So that's the only thing he said in his supernatural state. In a state. Can you imagine when your mother who is dead, you see one day, rises up and show you evidence. I've died 5 years ago. I died 1 week ago, but I want to give you a message before I leave. You will never forget that message. You will never forget that message. You will take a video and record it and tell everybody. That's it. Do you know that is why people make a will? That's the last thing they read.
Last testament.
Because when somebody dies and is now telling you, this is what I wrote, you'll be afraid. Change it and see. Amen. So that's what Jesus said. So it is a commission. We learned that, number one, it's a commission to go. He said it's a commission of power, right? He said all power is given unto me. So anybody who goes, you go with the power that Jesus gave.
Amen.
All right? So that's why when people minister, there's power. When you lay hands on the sick, there is power, there is healing. Many people would come, let me pray for them. Why? Because they have seen that there is power.
Mm.
And how did that power come? That power came because I decided to be a soul winner, to be a church planter, to do the work that the Lord is doing. He said, as I'm going, go and do this work. Everybody who does that work, God gives you power.
Amen.
So we read last week that the kingdom of God is not in just word. 2 Corinthians 4:20, but it's also in power. All right, so everybody who does that, you get a supernatural power that you don't know about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, one time I was actually, my cousin invited me that, look, you don't have financial power. I'm going to school, my chop box is empty. And he said, look, I know a certain power that can fill your chop box.
Wow.
Go and let's win souls. We went to the roadside. He does it every time he's going to school. He took me there. We won souls and we came home. Truly, I was surprised.
Wow.
The power of finances came to me.
Hey, wow.
My chop box has never been that full before.
Amen.
Yeah.
Okay.
Power. And I've seen that after I've done this soul winning job, God has given me power. Marital power.
Amen.
Husbanding power.
Amen.
Fathering power.
Amen.
Financial power.
Amen.
Even beauty power.
Yes.
Clap for the Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Handsomeness power. Clap for the Lord. I know that you're checking my glasses out. Look, it's not by might, it's not by your power, but by the Spirit of the Lord. Anointing is a source of power. Anybody that wins souls, God gives you an anointing. The Bible calls it dunamis. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. It says that, and I will give you power. After that, the Holy Ghost comes upon you. And what will you use it for? For witnessing, to be witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea, in Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the world. Everywhere you go, so long as you witness, that dunamis is with you.
Amen.
Do you know what that dunamis means? That dunamis means inherent power. Power that is given to you that you can use. It's inherent. It's part of you. It's different from delegated power. That delegated power is not inherent.
It's not power.
Like brother Kevin, when he wears his uniform right now
I'm
and he comes.
You.
It's not inherent. He doesn't have any power. We know him.
Delegated.
It's delegated power. He can stop you. You will stop.
You will
he
stop.
Can say, keep quiet. You know, he will arrest you. But when he takes off the clothes and he's a
home.
Because it's not inherent. But the power that God gives to anointing is inherent power.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Even when you are sleeping, the devil cannot affect you.
Oh, amen.
Because it's with you.
Amen.
And today I'm going to show you another source of power in the commission. Yeah. I'm going to show you. So last week we said it is actually the commission of power. And we realize that wherever the disciples went, Bible says in Luke chapter 10 that the devil fell. And they came that even the demons are falling to us as we're going. Jesus Christ says, you haven't seen anything. I will give you power over the power of the devil, of the enemy. Yeah. And that your names will be even written in eternity. So it's very important. It's power. Everybody that, so if you have not started winning, so start. That's why last week I told you that this is your opportunity to do it. And I gave you come home part two. But I'm sure many of you didn't do what you're supposed to do. We are going to do part three and part four. Every week will be an opportunity for you to have power. Okay, so it's number one, it's a commission of power. We said number two, it's a commission to go. He said, go into all the world. So don't sit at one place, but go. Go somewhere. Preach somewhere. Go somewhere. Get up from your work desk. Go to somebody and then talk to the person about the Lord. Yeah. Get out of your comfort zone. Get somebody. Give somebody that Zoom line to come for the service. Tell somebody about the gospel. The gospel is Jesus Christ came to die for your sins. You don't have to suffer in guilt. The devil doesn't have to remind you about your past abortions. It's under the blood when you've accepted the blood. The devil does not have to make you. Has it happened to you before? Sometimes you're doing something, the thing is not working. I say, maybe it's because of this sin. It's the devil, the accuser. The thing that has come under the blood. Jesus Christ says that, come, let's reason together. God said, though your sins be like scarlet, I will make it white as snow. And then the devil comes to tell you, la, 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 it's red like my mic. It's a lie.
It's a lie.
It's a lie. All right? So all those things are supposed to intimidate. So it's a ministry to go. Go somewhere. Do something. And then go ye. It's a ministry of own, personally going. Isaiah says, Lord, God said, who will I send? And I said, Lord, here am I. Send me. So don't sit in the church and say, other people will do it. I'll come and enjoy. You go. He said, go ye. Go ye. Not go the church. Not go the pastor. Go ye. Not go the other church members. Not go the leadership. But you go. Hallelujah. You go. All right. So every individual is an individual calling to go. And we said it's also what?
A commission to teach.
Go ye and teach all nations. All right, so teach. And we learned that it's not enough to just minister the gospel and then go away. But Jesus Christ said, teach until the end. Teach them everything I've commanded you until the end of the age. That is why church going is important. So you don't just win soul and you leave the person at the workplace. Where is he going to feed? It's just like having a baby and leaving the baby in the labor ward. In the hospital. Is the baby not going to get COVID?
I'm telling you.
The baby will die.
I'm telling you.
The baby will die. No feeding, no teaching, no training, no upbringing, no comforting, no love, no warmth. All those things are part of your salvation.
Right.
It's part of the commission. So it's a commission to teach. Jesus Christ said to teach everything I've commanded. Do you know everything? So don't tell me you will stop going to church. You need teaching. It's part of your salvation.
True.
Some of you, you've been saved from a lot of things, but you're still stealing a little bit. Even the stealing, now your right hand has been delivered. It's left with your left hand now.
One at a time.
Hallelujah. Yeah. All right. So we need to keep teaching. Keep teaching. Sometimes you've been taught you are such a nice worker, but you're a very terrible husband. Teaching will save you from bad marriage.
Amen.
Sometimes your marriage is good, but you are very, very terrible at giving. You are very armstrong. You are like a monkey who has found nuts. Even if you're trapped, you will not take out. Then you come and then teachings will make you generous. Like the way I've been so generous. Look at the way my wife is dressed. Me, myself, I'm impressed with myself. Clap for the Lord Jesus. It came through teaching. It came through teaching. I mean, when I see the thing, I want to buy it. Which one? You got red, but buy purple. Clap for the Lord Jesus.
There you go.
It's through teaching. Salvation through teaching. It brings you peace in your marriage.
Man.
Yeah. Sometimes you're a good husband, but you're not such a good parent. You don't even make time for the children. You don't teach them. You don't do anything. Teaching will cause you to become a good father.
Amen.
And then you become friends with them.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah, so teaching. So don't just, you brought somebody the last time, you left the person in the house, and you are here enjoying teaching so that you become a better worker. You become a better financial manager. You become a better, you are a very, 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 a very nice person, but you are selfish.
Hey, mercy.
So from today, everybody who brings somebody to church, it's your responsibility to make sure the person stays around. The person keeps coming. Because part of the service, the commission, is to let them be taught until the very end. Not for some time. And when you see that somebody who you invited sometime, you minister to, is not in church, you must be worried. It's just like when you see that the child you gave birth to, you woke up and it's not in bed. It's not in the bed. You must be worried. You will be looking around. You call now. It's an emergency.
Emergency.
So that person that you brought last week who is not here, it's an emergency. I'm expecting you that you bring that person next Sunday by God's grace. And over and over and over again. Yeah, the people I brought last week, this week too, I call them. Because I understand. You yourself, you remember when you started the way you were, how I kept calling you, I kept bugging you, I kept visiting you, I kept teaching. Some of you, I even gave you some clothes just to make you come. I even gave you a ride. I came to pick you up. Yeah. Why? Because it's about teaching. You must continue.
It's true.
Yeah. So don't think that when you see that the person is, you've done your part. Really? It's the rest of the pastor. Keep on doing it. Amen. That's why I keep at you. Some of you who are even leaders, I keep calling you.
Yes.
Clap for the Lord Jesus. It's a ministry of continual teaching. It's a commission for continual teaching until the end.
Wow.
Yeah. Man. If you are not in the business of doing that, you have not become a soul winner. You have not become you have not fulfilled the Great Commission in the way it should be done. And as for me, I don't pay people for half job.
Hey,
yeah,
mercy.
God is looking for a complete job. Do it in style and do it well.
Mm-hmm.
Do it completely. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. That's why I keep calling you. That's why I keep texting you. That's why I keep preaching good, so that you stay with the teaching.
In
Jesus' name.
Good.
I know. Please. By the grace of God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Please don't write to me that he's proud. Please. It's a joke. It's a joke. It's making you are sleeping. Now you are awake because of the joke. You should be thanking me, not writing to me.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Now, so.
Thank you.
Say thank you. Say thank you. Say thank you.
Thank you.
So it's a ministry of teaching. It's a ministry of what next?
Baptize
them in the name of the Father, not just the Father, of the Son, not just of the Son, of the Holy Spirit. It means baptize them, keep them immersed until they are anointed. Sometimes when you bring the person, they only know the Father, they only know God, they don't even believe in Jesus. I'm telling you, there are Christians who believe in God but not Jesus. But keep on keeping on until they believe in Jesus.
Amen.
There are people who believe in the Father, who believe in Jesus, but they don't believe in the Holy Ghost, so they don't pray in tongues.
Mm-hmm.
You have to keep going until they believe in the anointing.
Amen.
They believe in the fire of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
They believe in miracles.
Amen.
They believe in tongues and interpretation. Amen. They believe in the gift of the Spirit. They must be immersed in all.
All.
Fully
immersed.
So salvation is a big package. For those
who,
I'm telling you, when you get through these commissions, you can see that, man, we have work to do.
We have work to do.
Yeah, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
And we said baptism means immersion. It means continue, go on. It's a commission to make sure they are totally in. Their family is in it. They operate in the kingdom in every aspect of it. They are immersed. Finances are immersed. Health is immersed. Relationships are immersed.
Amen.
I mean, their friends are immersed. Everything about them is immersed deeply.
Amen.
Their talents, their gifts, their character, the way they speak is
all
in, inside. Oh, yeah. When a Christian is a completely immersed Christian in the name of the baptized, it's a beautiful, I wish you would marry a completely baptized Christian.
Amen.
Yeah. When your spouse is fully immersed, it's a joy. For those of you who gradually you've seen that your spouse immersed or your child was not, but as your child has grown, you can see now they are fully in the thing. It's a beautiful thing.
It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
It is. It's true.
So the commission is not just a partial, oh yeah, they believe in God. Yeah, I mean, I believe in a higher power. Really? No, they must keep on going. Fully in every aspect. I know we say, I baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. But it means something. Mm. It means something. It's an immersion.
That's it.
Yeah. So immerse in the church. Your wedding is in the church. Your friends, your best man. Yeah, I mean, come on now.
Hey.
Your whole family. It shall happen to you in Jesus' name. Amen. You will have the complete package in Jesus' name.
Amen.
The total package in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. That's Christianity.
Hallelujah.
That's why no matter what you become, whether you become a doctor, you become your everything, you still in the Lord. You won't easily come out when you're immersed.
Mm.
Amen. And it's a commission of what?
To the nation.
To the nations. It's an international commission. It's you should not discriminate between the nations.
Hey.
190 nations, they are all inclusive.
Wow.
All fair game. Yeah. Our church, we have about 15 nationalities.
Imagine.
And we're still counting in Jesus' name.
Counting.
Yeah. We have Italians, we have British, we have Americans, you know, we have African Americans like me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, African and American. We have Africans. I mean, look. I can't count. We have Trinidadians,
Cameroonians,
Kenyans, Congolese, Jamaicans,
Giants,
Guyanians, yes, Nigerians. Ah, how can you forget? Look, it's beautiful.
Yes, sir.
You see how they responded? It's beautiful. The giant of Africa. Listen, it's to the nations. That is why I like what Bishop is doing, the Healing Jesus Crusade. He's gone, nations of Africa, going to South America, going to the islands where people don't want to go. It's a beautiful thing. That's what we are celebrating, a church that goes to many nations. Next week, Sunday, at 7 a.m. 7 a.m. is when the service starts, 12 GMT. By 7 a.m. our local time. Not 11 as we started, but 7 a.m. We are having a global service.
Wow.
An international service.
What a blessing.
That will make you understand that the commission is to all nations.
All nations.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So next week, please, when you come at 11, you will meet us. It's one service starting at 7 just for next Sunday. And Bishop is preaching. Early bird. And it's Facebook, not Zoom. Our watch party. Watch party. The same thing that we use for the flow prayer is what we're using. All right? I will show you one by the time we get finished. Remember that. And finally, it's a commission of what?
Until
the end of the world. You are not allowed to backslide. We will not allow you to backslide. We will follow you until you die. When you die, then we know that we're finished. Or Jesus comes until the end. Hey, your end hasn't come. Why should we stop? The end hasn't come. We cannot stop. We cannot stop. Sister Devonia, we cannot stop because the end is not.
No way.
You can't stop. You've won enough souls. Hey, I started this thing from 1991. I became a pastor in 1997. I'm still preaching. I'm still preaching. I intend to preach till the end in Jesus' name. By the grace of God. Till my last breath. I pray that I'll be preaching at my last breath by the grace of God. Until the end. Soul winning until the end.
Wow.
Even in gray hair, you can have gray haired souls.
Wow.
Yeah. If you're a girl, there'll be girl souls around you.
No
wherever
problem.
You go, until the end.
Amen.
Until the end.
The end. No stopping.
Yeah. And it's a commission of his presence. His presence. I will be with you until the end. It's a commission of his presence. His presence will be with you.
Amen.
You know what? Today, for a short time, I want to share with you the Great Commission according to Mark. I'm going to share with you just one aspect. Because many of the aspects have been covered in the one according to Matthew. But I'm going to show you just one more aspect. So it's going to be like a continuation of the gospel according to the commission according to Matthew. All right? So let's open our Bibles to the book of Mark, chapter 16, the last chapter, from verse number 14, I believe, or 15. Mark chapter 16. Yeah, good. From verse 14. Let's read it. It says that, are you there?
Yes. We are there. Yes, sir.
Good. It says, afterward, Jesus appeared unto the 11. Of course, 11, not 12, because what has happened?
Judas
had gone to kill himself. Had gone to betray Jesus, and then he had
committed suicide.
Mercy. Gone to give the money back and committed suicide. Oh. And they sat at meat. They were eating. People. And he upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. Oh. So the disciples did not, although he had told them, they didn't believe that he had risen.
They were doubting.
He had been telling them.
And he had been telling them he would rise, but they didn't believe it. That's why I told you that Jesus Christ found it important to come and speak to us before going to the Father. Because he knows, look, if it wasn't for this thing, the disciples themselves who had been with Jesus, they were unbelieved. Yes. They were in unbelief.
That's saying something.
So he came. It's important. And when he came, what did he say? When they believed, what did he say? And he said to them, now that they saw, he said to them, go ye. Again, commission is to go. So go. Go ye. You go. Personal. Into all the world. It's also here. The nations. And preach the gospel to every creature. So it's a commission from here. It's a commission of good news.
Wow.
It's not bad news.
The gospel
means good news. You know, you need to let this news, it's a commission of good news. You need to let people understand that they are not in a bad situation. One person said, you know, when I was an unbeliever, are you getting this? When I was an unbeliever, I used to go from club to club. I used to go from car to car. My boyfriends were the ministers of state. I remember one of my sugar daddies, one would buy me a Honda Accord. The other would say, no. I will upgrade you with a Mercedes.
Yes.
Leave that man and come to me because I will give you a Mercedes. And I will go and drop the Honda Accord. I say, if you come buy me Mercedes, I'm going to this man. And I'll go and I get the Mercedes. Hey. One would take me up to London. Yes.
Okay.
And we'll do this for shopping. Yeah. We'll just go shopping for a weekend and come back.
Wow. Okay.
And then we'll come back. And he said, as he was giving, this was a Christian giving a testimony. And he said, and this went on and life was groovy. And I was doing that. And he said, until I got born again.
Oh. What a
shock. What a groovy life.
Mercy. How can you make Christianity as if it's bad news?
Oh.
It's like something bad happened to you.
Mercy.
What? I would rather say, before I got born again, look, I was in clubs. I would go for watch night, you know, service from club, from a place called Dance Paradise. Yes,
Dance
close.
Paradise.
We will boogie, we will sweat. And when I see that it is 11:40, I will run. Run to Methodist Church. Maybe I'll get there maybe 5 minutes or so to that time before the clock will switch to the following year. So the countdown will be going. 1999 is going. It's going. It's going. It's going. There are 3 more minutes. Pray, ask God for forgiveness, and I'll be praying. I'm confessing my sins, and I'll tell the Lord about what I did wrong, about the girl that I touched in the wrong place, about the girl that I didn't touch, that I regret, all these things. And then it's gone. Then I said, Lord, thank you. Let this 2000 be a year of blessing. And I pray for about 5 minutes. And then I'm gone. Back to Dance Paradise.
Hey.
Thank God that that life is over. Hey. Now I'm free. Hey. I'm serving the Lord. Hey. I'm preaching.
Hallelujah.
It's good news. Jesus came to die for me. Thank God that all my sins, whether I committed abortion, I'm a man, I can't commit abortion. What I did all, it's under the blood. It's under the blood.
Under the blood.
Yes.
Oh, thank you, Lord, for the blood.
I still remember somebody, I was in one time I was on the sea. And then, you know, with the it was a holiday, like a July 4th type of thing. And then I was using the floater. You know, the inner tube floater. And I was going and some girls told me, can I put them on? I said, of course, come on. 3 girls came and sat on. And I pushed them upstream. and they were up and enjoying, and they realized that they can't swim. And I realized that they were at my whatever, my mercy. Whatever I touch, they will say thank you. Yes. So I touch and they say thank you. You better say thank you, because if you don't say thank you, I'm going away. You go and fall down. Oh Lord, forgive me for those sins. Thank God that I am rightfully married and I don't need to do all those things and feel the guilt anymore. It's good news. Jesus came to save you. Bible says the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared unto all men, teaching all of us that we should actually forgo evil. The grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared. It's good news. Now, because of that, I live a peaceful life.
Amen.
I don't have to. One man of God, because of unbelief, and he's an unbeliever, he would go. One day, he was on the George Washington Bridge going to visit a girlfriend. Not the believer. And then, going home, rather, and the girlfriend called. That you said you are going to come in here tonight. I said, hey, you have forgotten. Yeah. So on the way home, he decided, the girlfriend was furious, had prepared everything, decided to turn around, forgetting he was on the bridge.
Oh.
He was nearly killed by an 18-wheeler.
Oh.
When he tried to make a U-turn somewhere around. And then he looks and said, what foolishness is this?
What foolishness is this?
At that time, the Holy Spirit spoke to him, look, your mother has been telling you about church all this time. If you're in church, this near death would not have happened. From that day, he changed. And he was given a testimony that this is good news. He saved me from foolish thinking. He saved my family's now together. His family was about to break. He was about to have a broken home. But because he turned around, the good news was preached. His salvation came. Now he has a beautiful life. It's good news.
It's good
salvation
news.
On your finances. Salvation
news.
On your marriage. Salvation
news.
On your thinking.
Hey.
You have more peace.
It's true.
Look, if there was no heaven, and actually all my salvation was this, I would prefer this life than any other life.
Yes.
It's a good life.
Yes.
It's a sweet life.
Yes.
It's a beautiful life.
Yes.
I like living this kind of life.
Good life.
I don't have to steal and feel guilty.
No.
I can pray to my God and things will happen.
Mm-hmm.
I can actually receive. Bible says in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 13 and 14, that even angels are your servants. They minister to those who are supposed to be heirs of God's salvation. As I'm here, angels are guarding me.
Yes.
Angels are ministering to me.
Amen.
Angels carry my prayers in and out.
Amen.
I am blessed. It's good news. This is the good news that we are spreading in the world.
Amen.
You don't have to lie.
Yeah. It's a commission of good news. You don't have to lie. You can tell the truth before God. You can live a decent life. It's a decent life. When I have not come home, my wife is not wondering which tie is hosting him. He's rather wondering, Lord, let me pray that he's okay. Let me pray that he's okay. What's that? Which watch party is going on?
Yeah. It's
the truth. It's the truth. When there's no money in the house, he was not angry. Which girl have you given it to? It's not a problem. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's a beautiful life, eh?
I
mean, the Christian life is a beautiful life.
It's a good news.
Look, it's a sweet life. When I look at my children, they are 23, 20, and 19. They are home and they are preaching. They are cleaning at that age, cleaning my house, sitting in my house. Oh my goodness. Sometimes I travel with my wife and they keep the home. And unlike me when I was an unbeliever, they don't bring any girl home and they'll rather tell me, but what are they? They ask me, we are going to preach about this. Give me some points.
Wow.
Isn't it a beautiful life?
That's
isn't it a nice life? And they are handsome guys too.
Oh, yes, they are.
It's a beautiful life. Continue living this kind of life. It's good news.
Amen.
Salvation is good news. Preach. Continue preaching the good news.
It's good news.
It's good news.
It's a good life.
And after all this beautiful life, then I continue in eternity. What a beautiful to eat bread at the tree of life. I sit down at the New Jerusalem. And God with Jesus, with all the angels, what a beautiful time it's going to be.
Amen.
A beautiful time.
When I sit down and I'm on my knees and I'm lifting my hands and I'm worshiping, sometimes tears are dropping off my eyes. I said, who? What beautiful thing. Who can get this? What can I trade for this life? It all started with the good news of Jesus Christ dying and taking away my sins and giving me a new life, a blessed life. It's good news because the life that was in the garden that Adam and Eve lost is being restored to you. Why would it not be good news? That is the good news. That is the good news. That Adam and Eve lost it, but you can have it. Clap for the Lord Jesus. That's the good news. It's a return back to the garden where God gives you a job, where God gives you a covering, where you can relate. God, in the cool of the day, will come, Adam, where art thou? You can, in the cool of the day, be praying and worshiping. God says, I'm here.
Amen.
I'm here and will relate with you. What a beautiful thing.
Amen.
Whether you're in the dark or in the present, God's presence is with you.
Amen.
It's good news.
Good news, good life.
It's a commission of good news. It's a commission of a good life. Even if you don't have money, you are blessed.
Amen.
Yeah. Because there's peace of mind. He's a prince of peace. He's a prince of peace. My father, Abba Father, is also the King of Kings. I can go and cry to him. It's a beautiful life. Do I look miserable because I give my life to Jesus? Compare me to people who have not given their life to Jesus. And tell me, write notes. Write notes. You can put all the differences. Put the differences here, the good and the bad. You will realize that it's a good life. That's why it's good news when it comes to it. It's an introduction to a beautiful life. Let's keep preaching the good news.
Amen.
Let's keep preaching the good news.
Amen.
Go into the world and preach the gospel, the good news.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The next one, the last one before we go, is a commission of signs and wonders. It's a commission of signs and wonders. Ha! Huh. Let's go to verse 15. And these signs shall follow them. And he said to them, go ye into the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Now, verse 16, please read verse. Let's read. He that believes and is baptized, we've talked about baptism already. He that believes and goes all out shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned. Damnation. Bad end. But I like verse 18. Verse 17. And these signs, watch this. These signs shall follow those that you minister the good news to, those who believe. These signs shall follow those who believe. Bible says, in my name, they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. Come on now. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick. They shall recover. Clap for the Lord Jesus. They shall recover. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, I talked to you last week about the power dunamis that comes to the preachers, the people who preach the gospel. It's not them alone. It's also a transmission of power to those who believe. It's not just power to the preacher. It's power to the people you preach to. Someone say power to the people. This is the real power to the people.
That's it.
The real
power. This is the real power to the people.
Inherent power.
Yeah, inherent power. It says they shall in my name. These signs shall follow them who believe. Shall follow them who believe. Ladies and gentlemen, I've seen people who, when you minister to people, they have been engrafted into a miraculous lifestyle. For those who believe. It's not everybody who believes, eh? It's not everybody who minister to who believes. But those who believe, like you and I, as we have believed, I've seen that transformation. There are signs, I can say for sure. Because I knew my sons when they were not born again. I knew them. And I knew them when they were born again. I can see that signs are following them. I knew some of you. Prudential, I knew you when you were not born again. But your life now with the signs is amazing.
Amen.
Devonia, your life before was not like this. Look at you. Even you are a sign. Your beauty is a sign. The peace of God is a sign. These signs shall follow them that believe. These signs shall follow them. Bring the 17. In my name, look, the authority of the name of Jesus is brought to you suddenly.
Amen.
If you are a believer, in the name of Jesus Christ, in my name, they shall cast out devils. Now, that is the first thing that happens. That's the first thing that happens.
In the name of Jesus.
The first thing that happens when you are born again and you believe, I'm talking about those who believe, not those who don't believe. Let me just tell you this before I go there. That Bible says Jesus Christ, John chapter 1 verse 11, he came to his own received him not. It's not everybody that you minister to who believes. But as many as received him, to them he gave them the power to become the children of God, even to them that believe on his name. As many as believed. Look, I have seen, he will give you power to become the son of God, the child of God. Amen. There is a certain power to every child depending on your father, if you accept the father. Oh, yeah. Recently, the children, they were looking at them computers, and I said, look, this is all the power, science following them. It's their powers, father's computer they are using.
Yes.
Because they are children of a certain man. Yes. It's the truth. Even the clothes that they wear, it's a sign.
It's true.
In those days in Israel, when you go, the fathers, they are called Abba. Abba. Abba means source and sustainer. Wow. Their dressing is actually exemplary, and it reflects on the kind of father they had.
Okay.
Yeah. Signs. The sign that he has a father is the way he's dressed.
Okay.
The kind of horse that they ride. The kind of school that they go to. Mm. The kind of things that they are exposed to. Mm. Well, if parents, physical parents could do that. When you become a child of God, faith in the Lord, you are changed. Bible says we are a royal priesthood. Do you know what that means? Royalty means a child of the king. You are from the royal house. How? Signs. Yeah, from the palace. Signs follow you. The first thing that happens when this power comes upon the person who truly believes. Today, if you truly believe, signs will follow you.
Amen.
I believe. Amen.
You cast out demons. The first casting out of demons is from yourself.
Amen. Yes. Oh, yes.
Everything that you used to do, that you stopped doing after you are born again, it's a sign that is following you. That demons have left you.
Yes. Amen.
That song, the things I used to do, I do them no more.
No more.
The things I used to do, I do them no more. The things I used to do, I do them no more. It was a great change since I was born. Hallelujah. Since I met God. Yes. Since I met God. Great change.
Great change.
Since I was born. Great change. Since I was born.
It was a great change since I met God.
Since I met God. That is it. Signs. Demons go away. Listen, when I got born again, almost every night there were demons following me, telling me they would kill me. I remember the day I got born again. And when I came, that dream came again. The dream of dwarfs following me with different colors of jersey. Red, yellow, blue, black. The black ones were even more difficult. They were wearing broad hats. Oh, they tormented me for years. I tell you, they look like South American demons. Nightmares. I will wake up tired. I wake up sweating. Sometimes I'm running and I can't. I'm paralyzed.
Messy.
I can't speak.
Messy.
When I got born again for the first time, I could open my mouth to say, Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, immediately I saw a ladder going upstairs. I ran till I was so weak and they were following me with bows and arrows. They said, today is my last day. Then when I touched the ladder, it propelled me with some energy upstairs. And I saw a man with white beard, with clothes, white clothes. He embraced me and it was like a pillow, so comforting. And the man whispered in my ear, look back at those who chased you. When I looked back, I saw smoke.
Oh!
Smoke in the color of the jerseys. Red, yellow, black.
Hallelujah.
No more dwarfs. Since that day, I've slept beautiful sleep.
Oh,
there were demons that were cast out. Signs, these signs shall follow them that believe. Demons that made you rebellious. Demons that made you a masturbator. Till some people, they masturbate until they masturbate out blood.
Hey.
Yeah, I'm telling you. I'm telling you. It's a thing. I've seen it.
Hey. God help us.
I mean, fornicators still, they now have grandmothers that they fornicate with. But those demons, those are spirits, they go away. Nightmares go away. Drunk, people who are drunk, I've known them. Only salvation, it's signs follow them. Demons follow them. Signs. In my name, you good cast signs. Out demons. You don't even know. The first casting out demon is in yourself. And they go away.
Amen.
And then in my name, they shall... I pray that no demon will torment you again.
Amen.
If you truly start believing.
Amen.
That's why we need to preach the good news.
Amen.
In my name, they shall speak with new tongues. Look, when people are standing and for hours, Shabara, he said, Nore, Katambre, Nudi, Katambrande, Romo, Tusi, Brante, Karaka, Zoneri, Katam. I'm telling you, supernatural things are happening. Supernatural things are happening.
Amen.
Bible says in Jude 19 that actually, Jude 20, I believe, it says that when you pray, you pray with your most holy faith. Yeah. You pray with your Jude, chapter 1, verse 20. He says that when you pray in Ananto, you are actually praying in the spirit, the most, but ye beloved, building up yourselves in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Look, when prayer comes from your spirit, it will never be contaminated. Tongues is a sign that follows believers. Amen. Romans chapter 8 and verse 26. He says that, and likewise, the spirit helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what or how to pray the way we ought. But the Spirit makes intercession for us with groanings that we otherwise cannot utter.
Yes.
And I like the next verse, verse 27. And he, the Spirit that searches the hearts, knows what the mind of the Spirit is. Why? Because he makes intercession for you and I, the saints, according to the will of God. Clap for the Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Every Christian, you are born again and you don't pray in tongues, you are missing the will of God in prayer. You are missing the building up yourself in the best faith, the most holy faith. You can't pray in tongues. You don't pray in tongues. It is yours. If you are born again, it is yours. God says, these signs shall follow you. Believe it. Tomorrow at 6 p.m. local time, we are having Holy Ghost baptism. Virtual Holy Ghost baptism. The same Zoom line, please join the Zoom. If you don't pray in tongues, we are there. We're going to pray for you, teach you, and you will go home with signs that have been given by God. You will walk in that sign in Jesus' name. You will know how to cast out demons. You will know it will be powerful. 6 p.m. local Memphis time, Central Standard Time. Internationally, you can join. It's okay. We will have an hour of teaching and ministration. It's not, I don't need to reach. Look, there was a man who said that my son is sick. My son is sick. And Jesus Christ said, okay, I'll come. He said, no, you don't need to come. Don't need to come. Just say in the word only and my son will be healed. And he just said the word and there was healing.
There was
a Zoom healing.
Wow.
Zoom healing. He just spoke virtual healing. Tomorrow, God willing, at 6 p.m., join. 6 p.m. local time. Just say the word. I'm telling you, you will be speaking in tongues for life in Jesus' name. Yes, speaking in tongues from your most holy faith. Just your mouth is not that holy, eh? But inside, what is born, that which is born of the Spirit is Spirit. Is the most holy person to pray for you. Haven't you realized that when you want somebody to pray for you, you look for the most holy person. That's why you come to the pastor as you pray for you. Because you know the things you've been doing. And you are hoping that I've not been doing it too. But you never know. You are coming to the more holy person.
That's true.
You are coming to this holy person. Maybe I've quarreled with my wife. Maybe I've lied. I just lied before you came. You want to come to the most holy person. Believe it. Tongues will pray for you. The most holy faith. That one you can trust it. That Holy Spirit inside. Your spirit that was born again is the most holy personality of you. Because your spirit is preserved. Hey, today you don't need to go to no pastor per se. You can go to the Holy Ghost. You can shabaraba, 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 and build up. Supernatural things will happen. Yeah, I'm going to write an exam. I pray in tongues and something happens. Yeah, he will touch you. If you don't speak in tongues tomorrow, come. You are born again. It's your right. Jesus is not lying. He's not a man to lie, nor the Son of Man to repent. Has he said it? Shall he not do it? Has he spoken? Shall he not make it good? So tomorrow, this is for you. If the demons have gone, the next thing is that you must speak in a supernatural language, language of the Spirit. Mystery. The Bible says when you speak in tongues, you speak mysteries with God. The devil doesn't hear what you are saying. You dribble him. I like praying in tongues. I like praying in tongues. Speaking in tongues. There's a song like that. So tomorrow, 6 p.m., come. And then Bible says, they shall speak with new tongues. The next thing was, is what? They shall take up serpents. They shall, please, brother. They shall take up serpents. Do you know what that means? You know what that means? Serpent depicts a devil. You shall not take him on. All of you who fear demons will not fear anymore.
Amen.
You bind the serpents. You shall. Adam and Eve, they couldn't take him on. He outwitted them. But when you are truly born again, my goodness, you have the power over the power of evil ones. You can take up the serpent. Look at you. Some one believer was there and then he was sleeping. He couldn't sleep and he heard a lot of noise in the roof. When he looked, an owl of a demon was sitting there. Looked, many of us would have been afraid, but he was born again. He said, oh, I thought it was somebody better. It was you, the devil. Then immediately he covered himself, slept. He had now overcome the devil by just who you are. Amen. You will be that kind of person.
Amen.
These signs shall follow you. Amen. Fear shall not follow you.
Amen.
Amen. They shall lay, they shall take up things, deadly things, and drink deadly things. I don't say go and drink poison. This is accidental drinking. It will never happen to you.
Amen.
Yeah, bad things. That also means that corona can come near. May even affect, God forbid. But in case you get exposed, you will not die in Jesus' name.
Amen.
It's a deadly thing, but it will not hurt you.
Amen.
It is part of our heritage as believers. Everybody, and by the way, in case you don't know, we've had quite a number of people in our church who have suffered COVID. Every one of them has recovered in Jesus' name. Everyone. And none of them will die because they are truly born again in Jesus' name. And they shall lay hands on the sick. And they shall, Sister Ria, be careful. And they shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. From today, you will lay hands on the sick. We are going to be having a miracle service very soon. A virtual miracle service will say in the word and people shall be recovered. Oh, I'm so happy I'm born again. I'm so happy that I'm born again. I transfer this to everybody that I'll speak to. Everybody you speak to, let them know it's good news because this is what's going to happen to them. Every one of these signs shall follow them. May those signs appear in your life. Next time that your chicken or your dog is sick, look, if you don't want to try it on human being, try it on the dog.
Yes,
you lay
yes.
hands, they shall recover.
Amen.
That vomiting will stop. When my wife is sick, I lay hands. And I lay hands on every place I like.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I lay hands so that she can recover. And I take advantage.
Amen.
And I lay hands on the head. I said, let me lay hands on your whole body. Go for the Lord Jesus. And she recovers. Put your hands together. Let's rise to our feet in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Put your hands on your heart. Put your hands on your heart. Right now.
Hands.
Wow. What a blessing. Yes. I'm so happy I'm born again. Eh?
Yes.
I don't know what to do with it, with myself, you know. I'm so excited about this new birth.
Yes.
I'm so excited about this salvation. We need to share this salvation to everyone, everyone. We need to get more people to come and receive this power. These are signs. God, Jesus said it, and he's not a liar. I've seen these signs in my... That's why many of you have laid hands. There were people who, doctors over and over have said, you'll never have a child. I lay hands, and you got a child. You got children, all of you. There were people who have been told they would die. We lay hands, they didn't die. You remember? There were people with sickle cell disease who could not complete school. We laid hands, and today they are finished. They are married in the name of Jesus. These are signs that follow. Their marriages that were on the road, to demise. We went, we spoke, we lay hands, and then even marriages who are sick will recover in Jesus' name. Finances that are sick will recover in Jesus' name. Lift up your hands and say, Lord, I need these signs. Let these signs follow me. Let these signs follow me. Let these signs follow me, Lord. Let these signs follow me. Signs and wonders of Christianity is my portion. Signs and wonders of Christianity is my portion. Signs and wonders in Christianity is my portion. In the name of Jesus. Now, with all eyes closed, all heads bowed. Very important. If you are here, you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior, you want to join this team of people that have these signs following them. Like I said, tomorrow at 6 p.m. local time, join the Zoom. That means 11 p.m. GMT. Join the Zoom. And we will have Holy Ghost baptism. But today, you want to give your life to Jesus. Or you are born again, but you don't see these signs. So you want to rededicate your life to Jesus. You want to tell the Lord, I also want to see these signs. I want to believe properly. Now I'm convinced. I want this new life. If you are like that, say this prayer after me. Say, Almighty Father.
Almighty Father.
I believe in the miracles of the new birth.
I believe in the miracle of the new birth.
I believe that Jesus is with me.
I believe that Jesus is with me.
Please forgive me.
For all my sins.
Wash me. In the blood of Jesus Christ. I believe Jesus is the Christ. The Son of the Living God. He died for me.
For all my sins.
Based on this faith,
I am born again.
I rededicate my life to Jesus Christ. Please fill me
with your sweet Holy Spirit.
And write my name.
In the book of life.
May signs and wonders follow me.
Because I believe.
I will cast out demons. Demons will not be inside me anymore.
Demons will not be inside me anymore.
I'll speak with new tongues. I'll take up and take on the serpents. I will drink or eat deadly things, but I will not be hurt. Including COVID-19, COVID-20, COVID whatever year number. Will never hurt me. I will lay hands on the sick.
And they shall recover.
This is my portion. I receive it. In Jesus Christ's mighty name. Amen.
We believe that the word of God has come through to you and you have been blessed. Come join our services at 5796 Shelby Oaks Drive this and every Sunday at 9:45 a.m. Be blessed.